Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison, the show about everything and nothing at all.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
We all know that sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the Word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
Okay, class. We want to talk about what we learned during the lockdown. The first question is, what did we learn during the quarantine, kids? Susie,
that government overreach is real.
What about you, Johnny?
We went from home of the brave to home of the government slave.
And you, Michael?
We need to refresh the tree of liberty.
What about you, Diane?
So many sheep are willing to give up their rights because of a little fear.
Very good, class.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show. I am your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Thursday, so we'll have V joining us here in just a few minutes. And if you have anything you want to share today, you can call in. The number here is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will go to you. All right, so in the third hour, we're expected to have our good friend Ninja Scroll joining us here. Of course, Christian rapper and hip-hop, Christian hip-hop. And I think he's bringing a guest as well. So let's see, what do we want to get into first here? So I guess one of the things I wanted to go over here was the fact that I just can't believe how the Brennan administration just acts like war is no big deal. And everything that he's doing, like, for example, with the classified documents where he was the vice president and he thinks that's okay, and Merrick Garland is probably not going to do anything about it because, well, he's the security boss for Brandon. It's the Department of Anti-Justice. So it makes no sense for him to do anything. That guy is just funny where your justice system is all based on what your political affiliation is. And I'd be very surprised if something was to happen. But who knows? Maybe they want Brandon to step down. They wanted to remove him a long time ago, except that the cackler is much more embarrassing. So they waited out a little bit longer, but hey, Brandon's pushing World War III. So who knows? Maybe he starts World War III. This way the cackler doesn't have to start it. And then Brandon will get blamed for it, and he's out. Just my thought here. I don't know. I don't want to see it go down like that, but I don't know what the point is of throwing tanks out there. You give the Ukraine unlimited money. Well, we know why, because it gets funneled back to him. Let's go ahead and bring V on here. V, welcome in.
I think World War III is the cleansing fire that the world needs, my friend.
You think it's the world cleansing, you said?
Yes, it's the cleansing fire the world needs. Because,
well,
honestly,
tell.
We have a lot of evil people in the world. And if we're not on the brink of civil war right now, then a world war will definitely purge all the sheeps and the simps and the shills, as well as, of course, some very good people. But for the most part, from what I remember about history in this country, it took just a small percentage of citizens to break away from the British rule. And it might take that same small amount to break away from the Communist Party that's emerging from within, thanks to these, you know, indoctrination mills that they call Ivy League schools.
So you don't think that Brandon will still go after U.S. citizens while we're in war with Russia and China?
Absolutely. And I don't think we're going to see an end to the two-tier justice system anytime soon. But
I don't
unless we have some real uprising, like we see in Brazil, like we see in freaking anywhere in South America right now where people are opposing their elected officials, the so-called elected officials.
You know, there's only one country right now that's not in chaos, and they're getting their stuff back together. El Salvador.
No kidding. Oh, where they adopted Bitcoin as their main currency. Yeah, I believe it. Yeah, Ecuador is upside
down. Yeah, they just paid down $800 million on their debt. They have a surplus now. And that's with Bitcoin pretty much being in the toilet for a few months.
You know, the fact that we would even consider World War III because of Russia says a lot about who owns this country. The fact that China has farmland in the United States that experiments that leaked and went around the world came from China, that all of our intellectual property has been stolen by them, that they have spies in colleges, spies in the police department. They had one in the NYPD. They had to root out and fire. They're so pervasive, and we have these arrangements with them to make almost all of our products. Everything that I turn upside down says made in China. It used to say made in Taiwan, made in Vietnam, made in India, Indonesia. But now everything goes to China. And it's poor quality products that make people sick, even animals. We had dog food that got recalled because they were making them with, like, plastics to cut costs. It's disgusting. We should have a world war against them and not Russia.
Well, when the elites can't get their plans to the masses, then they start a war, because it's like if somebody gets mad, they're playing chess and they're losing, they just bump the table and knock all the pieces out and run away. So that's just what I look at with the elites. They need their wambulance.
Well, all the good thing about elites is that they have extended family, and they're not hard to find.
Well,
and
it'd be
the first time I'd be considering cannibalism.
A lot of them chose to not have kids, though.
Right. They still have cousins and aunts and uncles, grandparents.
So even if you count all those people, and you'll include best friends and things like that that are not considered an elite, you might have up to 5,000 people, if that. I don't even think there's half that, but I'm just rounding up to 5,000 versus 7.5 billion people otherwise.
Right, exactly. But can we get those millions of people to be on the same page and the same mindset? So many of them, like I'm sure you've heard the line before, they depend on the matrix of their existence. They don't want to break free because it's terrifying to them to not have somebody dictate to them what it is they need to do, where, eat, sleep at, sleep in, where to work at, where to go to school. Some people need that. But we have a good percentage of people that I think and definitely dominate and rock that 5,000. I mean, that'll totally destroy the whole structure of society. It would be like back the working man would have the top of the totem pole again, you know, because the working man would show they're willing to fight.
Yeah. But can that happen, though? That's the question.
I think we're on the way, honestly. Look how many people were willing to stand on their capital steps to oppose their governors during COVID, all these mandates that we had that were so arbitrary and meaningless and did not do anything to curb or stay off the virus. People stood on the steps with their guns in their hands, and they got lambasted by the media.
Yeah, but if they came out tomorrow and said everybody has to wear scams again, how many of them people are going to go back to scam wearing?
I don't see too many people willing to do it. Once now all these studies are out. We have all this evidence that they don't do anything unless they're all those N95 jammies. And even then.
Is Manhattan still rocking the mandatory scams?
No, but you see people walking around and driving with them by themselves, which is ridiculous. And so when I ask people why they're wearing them, they say it's a habit. They're used to it. Because I went to a restaurant to get some food, and this lady had a mask on. Nobody else had one. I said, why are you wearing a mask? She said, oh, it's just a habit. I'm so used to it on my face. Well, get used to your lung infection too, woman, because it's coming.
Well, how old was she, 3?
She's at least 30. Young.
But she spent most of her life not scam wearing, so how is she used to it? She should be more used to not scam wearing.
I guess I'm not sure. I'm not sure how long it takes to get used to the sensation of a medical mask on your face. I would think with any habit, it takes like a good 3 months, right? At the minimum. And we had these masks going for a couple of years, so she's done.
I thought New York City was trying to get the mandatory scams to come back.
Yeah, they were, but I don't think that's going to pass. The same way all of these judges are overturning the mandatory vaccine rules and people are trying to get their jobs back, they're not going to throw the masks in the mix.
I thought they tried and passed, to be honest with you. I didn't know that you guys still had freedom.
Yeah, well, people are rebelling. That's what it is. They might not talk about that in the news. They want to make it look like everybody. People are not – there's a handful of people that I see driving with them on, and I hear about that in every state, so I'm not too concerned with that. But we have people that just habitually wear it, and they're not even concerned. And people don't keep up with the news either. They're just told by other people – this is what we're doing now. Oh, okay. And they don't question it.
My favorite ones are the people that wear them all day but on their chin. It's like if you're going to rock that scam, put it on like you're supposed to. Don't just put it on your chin. This way people say put your scam up and you'll go, oh, okay, like a good little slave. Either you own it or you don't.
You'd get thrown off a plane back in 2020 and 2021 for that.
Oh, I know that.
As much as I don't want to forgive these airlines, I still got to use the sons of bitches to get across the country.
Well, Brandon's still trying to force scam wearing on airplanes as well as mandatory gene therapies.
Well, when they get some healthy pilots and they don't have to lower the standards for them to take over aircraft, then we'll see.
It's yeah,
pretty
so
much people
I wonder
at risk
how low
now.
The standards are going to be. Do you have to stay at like a Holiday Inn Express for the night, and then you could fly a plane?
Like really? Do you have to live in a state for 3 days and then? Talking about low standards. Joe Biden is a low standard.
Yeah, we know that.
You know, it's funny. I was talking to a friend of mine, friends with her for decades. And I found this video of an Uber driver being recorded by the passenger talking about how Trump wasn't considered racist until he ran for president. And when banks weren't loaning black business owners money, Trump loaned black people money. And when the last payment came around, he told them they were good, that he didn't have them pay it. And that's just one of the few things that people knew about Trump. Not only that, he was like a New York City icon. You know, when you thought about New York City, you thought – Trump, you thought Empire State Building, Statue of Liberty, like he was up there with all these symbols because he, you know, of what he represented, he owned a lot of property in New York City too. So she says that he's a psychopath, Trump, and that he's not qualified to be president because most presidents are attorneys and went to Ivy League schools or were in the military.
So that's
now,
what we
need? Right, she's a Democrat.
Oh,
and
of course.
Many years ago. I mean, I think everybody in New York passed
through
that.
We all know that. That's the reason why she said that he's not fit to be president is because he didn't run as a Democrat. We all know that. That's not a secret.
Right. Meanwhile, he was a Democrat long ago. But I reminded her that he was on shows like Donahue, Oprah, Maury, and he was never... He was never, like, looked down upon. He intermingled with other wealthy people. And he was, she said that something about, like she'd never seen a rich, real estate tycoon filed for bankruptcy so many times. I had to remind her that bankruptcy is a vehicle for people to retain their assets. And it's not exclusive to rich people, but it's definitely one of the ways that their own accountants would advise them to keep their money in their pocket. So the way that people frown upon Trump having bankruptcies, but it's only because the media publicized it, I could probably find every single senator or every single billionaire has a ton of bankruptcies that they file for their businesses or their own, you know, fortunes, like from their own income. If they have an income, most of them don't. They live off of debt. So, you know,
if somebody owns 200 businesses and two are hemorrhaging money, then you don't just sell an asset so you can put that money into a sinkhole.
Exactly. And, you know, I think I had to remind her that Ivy League schools are indoctrination mills and overpriced ones at that, that churn out people who have communist-like thinking by the time they graduate. And what does that do? You know, like, what do we need people like that for? And I was like, what do we need attorneys for when they really just spin people in circles with their, you know, legal jargon? And they're among the most dishonest people that we have in society. And next to that is doctors. So, and I don't even know if doctors can consider themselves to be dishonest when they genuinely think they're doing the right thing by pawning off some new drugs from Big Pharma.
Well, I don't know. They're always brought to you by Pfizer or Moderna.
Right? If they could wear patches. And what isn't it true that other countries don't advertise medical or any type of medicines? They find it to be an unfair practice because you're not a doctor. So how are you going to make a decision off of a 30-second commercial where somebody's romping around with butterflies in a green grassy field and it says in the low voice that the side effects include diarrhea, bloody stool, bloody eyes, bloody ears,
mild death.
Right, exactly. What the hell? And this is what this country does. I was looking at this nurse. This is back in 2001. She was defending remdesivir as an FDA-approved emergency use drug. And I'm like thinking, how many people, my father included, have lost organs due to remdesivir? Now, my father was hospitalized for COVID and he had no symptoms. Mm-hmm. Why did they feel the need to give him remdesivir when it's supposed to curb the symptoms for people who are outwardly displaying them? So he lost his gallbladder within a month and now both of his kidneys are shutting down. There's no reason for that. And they're going to say that it's COVID's fault? No, it's not the remdesivir, it's the COVID. We can point to everything now. Now everything's freaking COVID. And the flu is back. Did you hear? Back on the map. Getting heartburn. I had to take some heartburn pills. This stuff gets me amped up. You there, buddy? Are you there? Can you hear me now? Okay.
All right, I made it back. I got kicked out. So.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure what happened. I thought maybe it was my connection.
All right, so where was I? I forgot already.
Big Pharma, remdesivir.
Oh, I didn't comment on that, I don't think.
Right, I was saying that, you know, you got these people in the medical industry, whether it be nurses or doctors, who really wholeheartedly believe that if something is FDA approved, it is safe for use. And they don't want to hear ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Yeah, their opinion is, I work in the medical field, you're not, so therefore I know more than you.
Right. And that's an arrogance that I think this society, American society, I don't know too much about the others, has been conditioned to believe and sustain. that if you have an education, that you're worth listening to. If you don't have a specialization in some specific field or area, then you're just an ordinary person with ridiculous conspiracy theory ideas. You're not to be respected. And that's frustrating because there's a lot more smart people that didn't go to school than did. I mean, what does it say that you went to school? You could sit there and listen and write answers on the test and write a paper about what you learned. I mean, it doesn't really demonstrate intelligence.
I saw that and I didn't grab an article yet, but the head of safety for the Fraud and Death Administration, the FDA, he resigned.
Did he?
I wonder why.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no one knows that.
Well, I'm sure you're up to date on the whole Project Veritas thing. How they, I don't know how they do it, but they set these people up on these dates, and these dates have hidden cameras. I don't know how these people don't see it. I don't know how they hide it, but they get these people saying the craziest stuff. And these people have a verbal diarrhea. Like, how do you brag about, you work for Pfizer, you're the head person in charge, and you're talking about all the secrets from inside the company. You really shouldn't even be working there.
To a date?
Well, he's not going
to
be working.
Well, we don't know if it's a date. We have no clue, because sometimes it's a male journalist and a guy that wants to run his mouth. So it's not always a date.
Yeah.
Sometimes it is.
They're usually on dates, but yeah. Sometimes they're just talking to who they think are friends. The dude specifically said he was on a date, though. And it was his third date with a man, so.
Third date with a man.
Right. This is another strike against the LGB community. I'm not going to say the TQIA plus because they don't count. LGB are all the letters.
Yeah.
That's it. All the rest of them, that's not what the whole community was looking for respect for. It was like, they were not looking to help trans people. They weren't considered gay. They weren't considered bisexual if they were considered non-binary. That certainly doesn't fit the whole agenda. That's besides the point. Homeboy is out there talking about he's on a date, third date. He felt much more open and comfortable to say these things. On a third date. I feel, but somebody has to protect James O'Keefe because he's, well.
He's better than remember the child predator show with Brian Williams, I think, was on there on Dateline, and then he walks in eventually.
That's right.
Those were always funny.
Those are the best. The reaction was always shit. And you're not gonna run because you're on camera.
I should be let go with a warning. I see you brought 3 12 packs with you. And you knew that this girl was 13. I was going to just drink them all for me. I wasn't going to offer her none.
I noticed you have rope and masking tape in the car, too. Nope. Those guys all deserve it. And, you know, a lot of leftists, especially on social media, will say that the majority of people who are caught with pedophilic behavior or child pornography on their computers are Republicans or are conservatives or, you know, priests or pastors and so on. And you never see it being like a gay person or some Antifa. Like, there's an example of everyone in every community, left and right, Democrat and Republican, conservative and non-atheist and believer, that have engaged in some type of nefarious or illegal behavior. So I don't even know how the hell that rumor is trying to get started off the ground. It's ridiculous.
Oh, that's just somebody that's a Democrat trying to say, well, Republicans do it too.
Right. People say stupid shit like there are no good Republicans. It's like, shut your stupid ignorant mouth. Not you. There's no good, you know, relative in your family, starting with you. People are so stupid. But I think it's a kind of sense of isolation when people call me a libtard and a Republican shill in the same thread. Like, you can't even tell what side I'm on. Like, that's great. For me, that's a sense.
I've been called a center-wing extremist before on this very show.
Look at that. That is great. See, these are the things I hope I get a jewel in my crown for, seriously.
Yeah. So I was going to ask you about these M&Ms. Do they really think that people are going to eat more M&Ms because they have a trans spokesperson or whatever the purple M&M was supposed to be?
I don't know, but I think these companies, by showing that they support Black Lives Matter and believe in trans rights, they're all just trying to jump on a bandwagon to see if it boosts their sales. But I don't think the majority of the country is going for that. People like nice packaging, and they like good-tasting products. I like nice packaging. I've literally bought shampoo bottles just because they look good.
Hmm.
But
you mean you can't sell a product with someone with purple and green hair that is down to like their it goes in the back like as far as their nose, so it's extremely short hair with some
with
nose
a septum ring.
Yes.
No.
That's not going to sell a product, and a woman that is dressed in army fatigues and combat boots, that's not going to be attractive to you?
No, there's a reason that the Victoria's Secret CEO was out after 8 months because
yeah.
They changed the models from, you know, these beautiful, voluptuous, fit women to an average, ordinary housewife with stretch marks and lumps and rolls. That's not what people wanted from Victoria's Secret. They want...
Well, even that is okay. I don't mind average-looking people. I think when it goes to them having people like... You should not have a male as a Victoria's Secret model. Let's just put it that way.
Right. But you also shouldn't have a woman who's morbidly obese.
Right. I said average is fine. But when you have people up there where you're questioning what they are, and you have the get woke, go broke politics, then you're out. It's that simple. Like, I don't care if there's a girl that's 5'6 and is 195 pounds. I don't care. But I do care when you have woke politics and you're not supporting what I want to support.
I agree. I'm seeing a pattern, too, with a lot of these companies that have taken a fall. They all had female CEOs, and they were all these, like, woke liberal women, mostly white women who want to, you know, revolutionize an industry and, you know, change things up. And it didn't exactly work out that way. Look at Yahoo. Yahoo got taken over by a lovely little blonde woman. She's a great speaker. She went to great schools. But she felt like she needed the staff to have free breakfast and lunch, and it should be paid for by the company. That didn't work out so well after a while with a lot of waste, people not, you know, agreeing with the foods that they had offered. And she eventually had to resign, I think, after a year and a half or so of destroying the company. It just went down. And she eventually, like, was shown to just be have this legacy of rising and falling. She had a few years to turn the company around, and she just sank it. And now Yahoo is struggling with their fake news to keep their sales up and to keep people interested. Nobody gives a crap about Yahoo anymore, thanks to her. Tanked it. And she used to come to work breastfeeding her new kids, and she had a wet nurse or somebody in the office with her, like a nanny or something. It was crazy. Okay, here's some CEOs have been replaced by men. Six women. A woman from PepsiCo replaced by a man. Campbell Soup replaced by a man. Mattel Toy Company replaced by a man. What do we got? We just said Victoria's Secret, Yahoo, and I can't remember the sixth one. These women, I guess they thought maybe they were kind of like diversity hires too. Maybe they thought, you know, let's show some women empowerment. Let's show what kind of company we are. And these women destroyed these companies. They tanked the sales, and they did nothing for their image. In fact, they did the opposite. So I'm sorry to say, I'm not a feminist. But I don't think women should be in certain roles when it comes to business. They're too emotional.
Talk about this last week, V, with the new Meta ruling in regards
no.
to people that claim they're women versus who knows what they are.
Oh, like with the whole topless thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm against
so
it because
Miley Cyrus
you have to
can show hers, but you can't show yours.
That makes no sense. I don't want to see anybody's. 12-year-olds are on Facebook. Not to mention, Facebook is still untouched for all the they have on there. But you can't even call somebody a fucktard because you go to Facebook jail for 3 days.
So,
yeah.
And you've heard me talk about this before. I don't care one way or not. You want to decriminalize the female breast and act like it's New York? Either go all in or don't go in. Allowing only certain people because they claim that they're non-binary, that doesn't make any sense. Either allow it or don't.
I'm not a big fan of seeing women who have had their breasts removed because they think they're men. And you see the line across
the chest.
Yeah.
I find that more of...
It's mortifying. How about everybody stay fucking clothes? Keep your clothes on. It's not edifying, and it's not doing anything for the platform or anybody else. It's a bunch of narcissists wanting themselves. They want attention. Attention-seeking people who need therapy don't need to be on any social media. Now, unfortunately, they get rewarded the most.
Well, you know my thoughts on it, so we'll leave it there. We don't have to agree on everything, but... My thing is that it's like wearing a scam. You either wear it or you don't. You don't go halfway. And there's no way that anybody would disagree that Miley Cyrus is a female.
For sure. Does she change her gender to non-binary?
Yes.
Oh, I see. That I did not know. Is she topless on Facebook?
I don't know.
Good. I certainly don't want to find out. I don't follow her, and I'm not in any circles that would eventually lead me to her, but...
I heard she has the number one song right now, actually.
Oh, no way.
I've never heard the song. I think it's called Flowers, but I've never heard it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's coming up, Flowers. Oh, boy.
Oh. Thank you. All right. So, in other news, I did want to show you the Mr. Broccoli.
Okie doke.
So, let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I got it up.
Okay. All right, well, let's take a look at it here. This one is Broccoli Man and the Millennials Discuss the Metaverse.
All right.
All right, so we'll do it up here. So I'll count down. 3, 2, 1, action.
Malik. When California makes it official that we get our reparations, we need to take off for a couple weeks and get down there. We need to get a fat tax.
It is amazing they'd be talking about giving us 5 milli just for being black. Those pussies like Mike will have to pay to us because he bees is white.
It is only fair that I become poor for the rest of my life because I was born with white skin.
Is you all going to the protest today? We'd be trying to get signatures to have Crayola remove the white crayons from these boxes.
Mike and I are going to the Paint Palace. Paint Palace says they are thinking about not selling any more racist white paint.
It will now be racially unethical to use the color white for anything. Khmer showed me a video of Klaus Schwab talking at the World Economic Forum. He said the world is ready to start eating Z-Bugs. That is how we save the planet. We all in the western part of the world stop eating meat. We only let the elites eat meat.
They said they want us soon to live in the meatverse and we give up our carbon bodies. It will be so nice to not have a body anymore. We are just in the meatverse living our lives without any white peoples in it. Then we will not have any more racism.
They said by the year 2030 we will end nothing and we will be happy. That includes our own bodies.
But Malik, does that mean I can turn my skin color black so we can stay together?
I think you have to pay extra to change your skins.
I just hope we can keep the genders we have now. I really like being a travesty.
I know, right? I love being a trans outlaw.
I know. It's that Green Jones again. He always spits out some racist-ish.
Oh, he talks about how much he hates me trying to get pregnant.
I wish I could just slap him in his kumquats just because he bees is white.
If Buckley Man was really for the people, he would go to our mostly peaceful rally at Paint Palace today. We are going to beat up all the white cisgender males. But I do not trust Broccoli Man because he is a cisgendered white guy.
Don't forget, we also have to beat up peoples for being Christian.
Please explain how that is not racist. You want to beat up people for their skin color.
We are protesting for everyone to be equal. That is why we need to get rid of all people that are cisgendered.
I bet this racist fool is also against me showing my nipples on Facebook now. Trans and non-binary women are now allowed to show their nipples on social media.
Personally, I do not care who shows what body parts on social media. You do you. I just don't think it is fair for only some people to show them off and others are not.
Of course it bees is fair. Everyone has the right to say them as trans or non-binary. If you make the choice to bees as cisgendered and bees as a regular female, then that is your own fault.
Liberals used to be for peace and freedom. Now, today's liberals are 100% for war and want total tyranny. What happened to everyone living their best life?
We want everyone to be happy, unless you are white and cisgendered.
We want to take away everyone's gas-powered cars. Everyone needs to drive electric cars. As long as they are not Teslas. Elon Musk hates freedom and he can T-stand African Americans.
You dud. Elon is an African American. He was born in Africa.
It's not fair that the richest person has to steal the identity of African Americans.
He is not a real African American though.
He stole Twitter from us. He promotes hate because he allows all people to have a voice on there. It was much better before when I would find someone talking good about Trump. I can cuss their ass out and then report them. Then the racists would get banned off there. Now they have to stay on there even if I cussed them out and reported them.
If he was a real African, he would be black.
He was born in South Africa. How is that his fault?
There is no way he is allowed to claim he is an African American. Even if he was born in Africa, he should know better.
Well, sugar. Have you ever been to Africa? Have your parents?
That's not fair. I have never been to Africa. My parents never went to Africa. But we are African Americans. He is not.
I can't want to go to Kaila and get my 5 milli for being black. Plus I get my money for being a trans.
Maybe if I wear sunglasses and a scab on my face, they might think I am black. Malik, can I borrow your biggest scam so I can come to Kalai with you and get some money?
Bleep your scam. Quit trying to be something you ain't.
I just wish so bad I could be black.
Just think. We can ban every single tink that bees is white. Golf balls, chess pieces, tighty whities, everything.
Don't forget we have to ban gas stoves to save the planet. Then we come the air conditioners.
I won't even read a book if the pages are wet anymore.
Just think, I am finna get 5 million for beezing black, plus my 5,000 a month for beezing trans. I can straight up retire already and I'm just a sophomore at SHIT.
Wait until the US dollar collapses soon. Then you will have nothing.
That sounds like a racist hater.
You just upset you paying for it.
If you don't like it, then you should have bees is born black.
You really think that the state of California is going to afford to pay everyone 5 million just because you are black?
They better. They are dead.
It is their own fault for living there while beezing white.
Bleep those who won't pay me mines. Sugar, I have my auntie in Oakland. She said we can have our cell phone bills go to her address so we have something that says we are residents. Then we're all good for the 5 milli. Then I am finna take a picture of the millis with my breasts out since I'm trans.
Please stop woke politics. Check out the Proof Negative radio show. Proof is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern time. Go to freedomizerradio.com and learn all about what is happening that you need to know about. He has great co-hosts, excellent guests, and news you need to hear. Just go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live.
I would never in my life go to freedomizerradio.com. It is not woke. For us liberals, I will only watch Vomiting with the Stars of the Fake News Network.
Who cares about news? I am finna bees as a millionaire just for beezing black. With bees getting our reparations.
Alright, so that's an episode.
Yes, it is. I think it's hilarious that this guy wants to be black so badly. I don't even understand. And the way Broccoli Man strolled in, that walk.
Yeah.
I know you don't animate it. I was like, look at this guy. The way he struts in, and it's like, these kids are talking about absolute madness. Nonsense. Are you sure you don't follow like all these arguments or debates on Twitter? Like, that is literally verbatim some of the conversations I've seen people have.
I don't waste my time with that.
Unbelievable how accurate it is. It's frustrating, too.
You're kidding, right?
No, I wish I was. I got back on
Twitter. Is there somebody really out there trying to get Crayola to stop making white crayons?
I'm telling you. Just recently, Norway had like a grant that they were giving people to see if they could figure out if white paint was racist. So
I
yeah,
saw that.
Believe if you've thought
that's
it.
That's why
it
I
happened.
Did the pink palace thing.
Right.
Wow.
Crazy ass world we're living in right now.
Just think, like 95% of Americans have white on their walls, so their walls are racist.
Right. And shame on them.
Like, what are the color of your walls inside your house?
I have wood paneling, believe it or not. I live in a dang...
All over the place?
Yeah. There's very few walls that don't have it. Maybe one wall and one room. Yeah.
Okay.
Everything's covered in wood paneling. Yeah.
See, we have a bathroom that's colored yellow. Our bathroom is purple. And there's a room that's blue. Other than that, everything else is white paint.
Mm. I wish. I have wall-to-wall carpeting, too, everywhere except the bathrooms. Thank goodness. But I'm a renter. I don't own anything here.
I prefer carpet, though.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't. I have allergies. And the cat that I had, she used to tear it up. So definitely doesn't work. I had to put her to sleep. I don't know if I told you that.
I think I remember that.
She had these chronic UTIs and she was bleeding. She was urinating blood.
right. So what was next here? There was a bunch of stuff I want to go over today. Let me see what else I wanted to get into.
Okie dokie.
Is that it? So is New York City discussing their 15-minute cities?
No, not yet.
Because there are a few cities like Cleveland where they want to be one of the first 15-minute cities. So you'll only
right.
be allowed within a 15-minute walk of your house. So that would be as far as you're allowed to go. Just like in Australia when they tried that mess in the COVID days in Melbourne.
Well, they already have it in the UK, like officially, and people are already getting stopped when they leave their so-called zone. The UK is like the testing ground for everything, everything communist, I think.
I just can't see them that this would last forever, where you're not allowed to go more than a 15-minute walk.
Yeah, that's everything's supposed to be within your reach, everything you need, everything they think we need, right? Because I don't think they took a consensus. I don't think they put a poll out. They just go based on what people are doing, movies, parks. Ridiculous.
Yeah, and then they'll have guards at all the stores to make sure that you're in the right zone.
That's right.
But I'm in one of the most well-known vacation areas in the world, though. So I don't know how that's going to work for this city.
Right. But this is where I would say, you know what? I would hate the police to enforce some nonsense like this. Say that as a police. I would hate it. I wouldn't do it, and I'd probably be in trouble for it.
But I wonder if the whole push to go to a war is a way for Brandon to start enacting some of this stuff, because if we have martial law, then it's easy for them to put everybody in their houses.
That's true.
Then
I mean,
we'd
now
just
they
be sitting ducks.
Emergency orders will let them do anything. Anything.
Right.
These governors gave themselves so much power. And they didn't take it back.
So this is where you find out if you have a red or a blue governor.
That's right. But you hold one scandal over
there. I don't know what kind of governor I have.
They'll do whatever, these people. They're all easily bought.
Well, I can't see DeSantis enacting martial law.
I can. Even in one of his bills, he made it so that if people needed to be put into a camp due to their condition, that's possibility. A lot of people don't believe it. It's there in black and white. He will do it if it comes down to it. Now look at him now rubbing elbows with WEF people. Being backed by the Bushes of all people. Oh, very sus.
No, I get that. And I don't know which way to go on that. Still, he... on the surface, he hasn't betrayed me yet, but we'll see. I don't know. Maybe he's just taking their money. I don't have a clue. I can't go any way on that. Meanwhile, you still have Trump, who even this past weekend was talking about how great the gene therapies are. And I know... As far as Republicans go, he has like a 30-point lead over anybody, but I can't do it.
Crazy.
I just can't believe you got the head of safety of the Fraud and Death Administration. You got the CDC. You got you got all these world-renowned doctors, and they're talking about in various countries having trials against these companies, and he's still out there pimping it. I don't get it.
You know, I had to look into how Pfizer gave him $1 million for his campaign for presidency, because I heard he gave it back, but I was just looking that up earlier. I wasn't able to find anything on it yet. I don't know if you know anything about it, do you?
I know that he received $1 million from Pfizer, but I don't know if he gave it back. That I didn't see that.
I see.
By the way, I'm bringing your BFF in here.
Okay.
Yo.
What's going on?
White paint, white crayons, and what about white chalk? The White House, the U.S. Capitol, the Washington Monument, the New York City Transit System, they got white tiles.
I wonder how people who practice Santeria feel about that. You know how the Santeria people have to do a year where they wear white top to bottom?
No.
Like, so does that mean that Barry White is also not allowed on radio anymore?
Wow.
Well, that's Norway. I'm down to do – I would take a grant for that in a heartbeat. I'll do all the research in the world for that money.
Yep. That is insane.
But, I was just looking into the history of engagement rings today, like who started that tradition? And it really only became popular in the 1900s, engagement rings. And they were mostly like elite circles that did it. There's a history to everything. I'll find out the history of white paint, trust me.
That's crazy. But you heard about the lady in Jersey that was, she put herself as a teenager and was in a high school in Jersey for a week as a student. Until they caught on.
She did the trans age thing.
Say again?
She pulled the trans age thing.
Yeah, she made herself younger than what she was. They caught on to her, but they arrested her. They think it was an Asian woman. They think that she was there to recruit girls for sex trafficking.
Ah, that's possible too. See, that trans age thing is a slippery slope.
Yeah, extremely. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, you hear kids saying, yeah, this is very frightening that someone did this. Well, what about men going into women's bathrooms? Isn't anybody worried about that?
No, they're not, because they don't want to show that, you know, these people that side of their face. They want to talk about them behind their back, but in person they want to act like they're showing some type of solidarity. They believe in equality.
Oh, stupid, man. It's all stupid. But, you can get arrested for being, for posing as a young person going to high school, but you can't get arrested for a male posing as a woman going into a woman's locker room in Jersey.
Yeah, well, male fraud is legal,
yeah. Yeah. Boom, boom. You know, also, I was listening to Levin tonight. Apparently, some lawyer that was defending Trump, this lawyer was from California. Someone put a complaint in against him. I didn't get the lawyer's name to disbar him because he's a threat to the public. And the California Bar Association said that they're going to investigate. Like, what's there to investigate?
They're just investigating the fact that he's not a Democrat. That's all.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and you know, the fact that he helped an innocent man beat some bullshit BS charges. You know, it's just wonderful stuff. And you saw Pelosi, what she did, right? I'm not sure exactly how long ago, but. She sold $3 million worth of Google stock that she owned. And
that's right.
A couple of days before she sold it, Google had a class action lawsuit filed against them, and that drove the stock down.
Right. So she got out just in time.
So you know she got information on that.
Oh, she got lucky.
Yeah,
that was just luck.
Absolutely. Just a coincidence.
Well, you can't call it a coincidence because the word coincidence is already used for something else.
Yeah. It's just insane.
By the way, everybody should carry a bottle or a container of cayenne pepper when they're driving or in their purse, just in case you have a coincidence. You want to make sure that you, because the cayenne will open up the heart valves.
What, are you supposed to spoon it into your mouth?
Yeah, just put a pinch under your tongue, like it's this tobacco, like it's that chaw stuff. You stick it under your tongue and it opens up your valves. The hotter the better. Go ahead.
Only if you're vaxxed, right?
No, that's anybody that has a heart condition. You should always have cayenne on you because it's hot enough to open up your heart valves immediately.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I've heard it before. I just wasn't sure if you're supposed to take it in water.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Cayenne's a real lifesaver. Now, the thing is with these gene therapies, it seems that when people get the boosters, when they really start putting themselves in trouble, there's just a few people who can say that the first or the second shot did them harm. And it seemed to be more in the beginning. People got that Guillain-Barré. Did I say that right? Syndrome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Bell's palsy. So you're seeing better than the fourth booster. Full on heart attack.
They want to make that booster shot on the same schedule as the flu shot.
So I'm telling you, it's going to...
Once a year, get the hell out of here.
You're going to see them blame Trump very soon, I promise you. As we get closer to 2024 elections, they're going to be
and he's
going
to be out there to take it.
Right.
Like a dumbass.
Right.
Yep.
And the thing is that Operation Warp Speed accelerated the production of something that was already in existence. I heard that the COVID vaccine has been around since, was it 1999 or something like that? 1990s?
I heard 2003, but if it's 1999, that wouldn't surprise me.
Right?
Yeah.
They've definitely been around longer than the actual virus.
And that's when it was perfected, so it must have been, I don't know if they did much animal testing on that, though. Because
no,
every time
didn't.
They did, the animals died.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, a lot of people are going to start that argument. Trump did this, and it's his fault. They rushed the production. They rushed the production of something that's been produced over 25 years ago. Or 20.
Right, but he's the one that allowed it to, he signed off that they could bring it in immediately. So
right.
Therefore,
he saved everybody. Right, he didn't do enough. He should have locked down the country back when he first heard about a virus going around China in, like, September in 2019. This is what I've heard from people. It's like, would you have tolerated him closing the country down when there was nothing still like that?
Right,
no,
I know.
They would have called him a totalitarian.
And people that are advising him are telling him to go more left and more mainstream and more middle, but that's what's going to end him.
Right.
Nobody wants that. The left already despises him. They're not going to vote for him. They're not going to turn and say, I want Trump. And the people that are his base don't want to hear it. So I don't understand why these people always think that in order to win, after all that mess that he went through with every Democrat in the United States, he's going to try to cater to them when they would rather commit suicide than have Trump as president.
Yep.
Right.
And they may just get their wish.
Right. Oh, well.
maybe they'll have a draft.
Right.
No, the way things are going, it's very possible.
And then maybe that's when all these liberals will wake up and say, hey, that's me.
I don't want to go.
There's not many liberals right now that will say, I'd rather die in a war than vote for Trump, but we'll see when they get stationed.
Exactly.
Right. If they survive the vaccine that they all jumped in line for,
mm-hmm.
and volunteered their kids into.
Yeah, but they have scams, so they'll be okay, as long as they wear their scam. All right, so what's next here?
No more racist paint.
So a Michigan school board says that white people are more dangerous than animals.
Come on, man. It's just a joke.
Oh, and speaking of which, did you see that they're bringing back the woolly mammoth? They think they can do it. They're going to put 100 of them on, I forget where exactly, but it's not a heavily human-populated land, but they're going to start bringing them back.
So they got the gene code to do it.
That's what they think.
That'd be great.
Wow.
I'm down for that, as long as we can hunt them and eat them. Definitely down for a mammoth burger. A waste of good meat.
Yeah, they want to bring back that and I want to say it's either a Thai or a Tasmanian. It starts with a T. But a tiger. There's a certain tiger that's extinct that they want to bring back.
That was delicious.
Well, remember, we're only allowed to eat the bugs.
Their wings or their shells are pretty toxic to humans. You're going to see people
getting
sick.
That's why you need to eat them.
Ugh. So little boxes of, like, snack crickets. Oh, they didn't say snack. They said snacks with an X. Like Latin X?
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to redefine or reimagine snacks. Let's reimagine everything. But a lot, I think it was in the UK that they're taking the bugs and they are putting them in foods without telling people.
Oh, I saw that. This way people don't complain. They're going to force you to eat the bugs.
That's right. Beetle burgers are about to hit mass production to help feed the world. Bugs are going to be used in bread, beer, and other items.
No, I don't drink beer anyway, so that's fine.
But that's the EU. So we're thankfully we're out of the mainstream range of that. But you can get seasoned crickets in a box. Whole freaking crickets with the legs and the wings on and everything. So with I think the thing to look for, on labels to look for the word cochineal.
Okay.
It's an insect. They get dye from it. But, yeah, that is the type of ground or pureed ingredient that they're putting in things like tomato juice and, well, now we know bread. But I'm looking forward to seeing they even have campaigns like cartoons that tell kids 10 good reasons why you should eat bugs, you know. Lots of kids are eating it. They're tasty. They can't make us sick like meat can. They don't have to look like bugs. They keep us strong and healthy, good for the environment. to end world hunger. It's cool to try new things.
So if you are what you eat, then why are you going to eat maggots?
That's just a slogan. Don't you want to stay fit and trim?
It's like ants don't have that outer shell like some of those other insects have, but still, you have to eat entire colonies because ants are smaller than rice.
One thing they don't tell people is that if you're allergic to shellfish, you can't have crickets. So if they're pureeing crickets and putting them in a lot of these foods, people are going to go into anaphylactic shock if they have a bad allergy.
Oh, and they're not going to have to tell you.
Very disturbing.
Yeah, well, as long as they put it on the label, then it's okay, I guess.
Yeah, the EU is out of control.
I like how they're trying to tell Elon Musk that there'll be sanctions unless he goes along with the same censorship as everyone else. Yeah, they don't want dangerous misinformation being put on Twitter, and Elon is allowing the most disinformation ever. So the EU said they want to start putting sanctions against him.
Well, I didn't know you could put sanctions against a platform.
I didn't know that either.
I haven't seen them sanction any other news company like Washington Post or CNN.
No. No, they don't have to because they do whatever the World Economic Forum tells them to do.
True.
Hey, we're going to take a timeout right now.
All right.
We have Ninja Scroll and a guest. So we have Ninja Scroll plus one coming up at the top of the hour. So I want to just take a few minutes here and do some commercials real quick.
Sounds good.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Salve Coagula. Salve Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Bible prophecy fulfilled.
Snakes in the grass.
Son of perdition. Got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb blast.
I got ya
right where I want ya. Like a raw lion in the field, I stalked ya. Beeped up on ya, beeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on ya. Once I get ya, you'll be a goner.
Can you hear me now?
Just all part of the game.
In the scene with solo, now it's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living, just to follow where Satan's.
And the new norms, the new world order.
Get your house in order.
Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.web.com. That's official. Ninjascroll.web.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared. It's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you.
Hello to all you filth bags and something duckers that are looking for employment. We're hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. Are you able to knock on doors and demand to see people's tax returns? We need people who are willing to handle firearms. You need to be the government's new army. Your job will consist of number knock raids of people who work as waitresses and did not report all their cash tips. Or maybe they had a yard sale and did not report income. You might need to shoot someone dead who is refusing to cooperate. Or you may have to deal with some childrens. That part is for me. You might need to enforce your will on people by any means necessary to force those 99% dolts and nincompoops to give over all their property to the 1%. If they say they voted for Trump, you kick them in the kumquats. Look, almost 75 million Americans voted for Trump. Another 12 million voted for other candidates. There is another 40 million that voted for Brandon and said something mean about him on Spybook. We need to teach those political enemies that we mean business as we turn America into a third world hellhole for all. If you vote Democrat, we will be coming for you eventually. But for now we are starting our training and first order of work with bringing those right and center wing extremists to those FEMA camps that do not exist. So who wants to work for the IRS? Just go to their website and then we will put you in basic training. Once you prove to us you can handle a firearm and threaten Trump supporters hardcore enough, we will place you on those mean streets and help us confiscate property on all those fuss budgets that did not complete a perfect error-free annual taxation form. Good luck to all you applicants. And good luck all you dolts and something luckers who will let us get away with it.
Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolli, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolli, earn free Bitcoin while you shop. Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio.
Ninja Scroll plus a guest. So V, what's next here for us today?
Well, what have I been on? I'm always up to something. Lately, my father has been accusing me of being a conspiracy theorist.
Oh. That's
because
a good thing now.
I know. I was like, well, I try to, if I present something on social media, because that's how he follows me, I try to show a video of someone saying something and then an article so, like, you can do some reading if you prefer and you don't want to hear or watch a video.
Oh, but that's so toxic to a liberal.
Yeah, apparently. I didn't realize, you know, my parents are their political leanings were both very liberal and democratic, but my mom seems to be coming around where she's like, I guess, more open to hearing more middle to right leaning ideas. And she's understanding maybe politics a little bit differently now. But my dad is just like, I don't know. He's pro everything that the establishment is for, you know. If they say support Ukraine, he's like, yeah, you got my support. Oh, my God. He's falling apart. But,
so was he a lifelong Democrat?
Yeah, he was.
Oh.
That's why he says, oh, you're really into this conspiracy theory stuff. I'm like, are you talking about politics? Because I literally show news clips. Like, what the hell are you talking about? I get mad because I'm like,
so I don't know if you heard Brandon yesterday, though. He said, if you're having a hard time putting food on the table, that's because you need a new energy efficient refrigerator.
I mean, is he wearing a jacket like the NASCAR drivers do with all the patches of the different companies that are sponsoring him? Ridiculous.
Yeah, I got to show you this.
Yeah, I want to see that. What have been...
So,
this
was today, actually. He went to Springfield, Virginia to deliver a speech at a union hall. And he attacked all the MAGA Republicans that were in the union.
Jeez.
But he said that wages are going up and wages are going up faster than inflation.
Oh, man.
So if inflation has been like 28% over the past 12 months, I don't know anybody that's getting like a 40% raise at work.
Dude, I can't even get 4%. Oh, my God. That's hilarious. So they don't count his lies like the Washington Post did with Trump?
No,
he said like 29,000 lies because they kept track of them. You know what's funny? A lot of those so-called lies were just kind of like just rhetoric, you know, optimistic speak, even repeat set in the same sentence. If he said, we're doing great, we did a great job, everything's going well, they would count all three of those as lies. Opinion,
right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
His perspective, if it was his opinion, it was a lie. So I told somebody that, you know, people think that the 29,000 lies were all legitimate lies. And I'm like, you know, even the most pathological liar eventually or occasionally tells the truth. So it is very much possible that Trump did not lie 24/7, 365. But that's besides the point. So I need a new fridge and I need a new stove, according to Joe Biden, huh?
Yeah, I want to play this here for you real quick.
By the way, families are going to save more than $1,000 a year in tax credits for these vehicles when they purchase one, and energy-efficient appliances like refrigerators and washing machines.
So, yeah, if you spend $65,000 on an electric car, you're going to get $1,000 back.
Oh, wow. That'll go towards the cost of a new battery you'll need in 2 or 3 years, right? Or 5 years.
Or that will go towards, did you see where one guy tried to charge a Hummer and it took him 6 days to charge a Hummer?
No, but I'm not surprised. Like, what was he using? His kitchen wall outlet?
The two-prong?
Right. Jeez.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, what is Biden going to be doing now? He's going to wear a Lowe's jacket? He's going to have the Home Depot theme song playing in the background while he's talking?
I think the Home Depot CEO is very against him, so he'll do Ace Hardware or something.
Great. Now, I know you've heard about the whole thing with the tractor supply. Speaking of stores, Tractor Supply was selling people chicken feet that people felt stops their chickens completely from laying eggs. Like people with dozens
of
chickens. And they were all making this complaint. When they switched to goat feed or some other, you know, homemade concoction, the chickens started laying immediately.
Oh.
Definitely something worth looking into. A lot of people. It's another conspiracy theory for me. I'm sure my dad would like that. But there were just too many farmers on social media making TikToks, on Instagram, all of them, and mostly in the Florida area or the Midwest, saying that they had chickens that just stopped laying. And yes, wintertime they lay less, but they don't lay zero. And that doesn't happen across every breed. These people with multiple breeds, they just weren't getting even one egg in a week, over weeks. Doesn't make any sense.
So, yeah, there are people like your dad, V, that there's not one thing a Democrat would ever do bad. Everything, and you have to keep your head on a swivel because your thoughts will change at a moment's notice. And you have to beware that at any given time, something you like might be illegal or immoral, and something that you hate might be the thing you have to start supporting in order to be a Democrat.
That's true. And
just imagine, there are people that refuse to play Othello, the game Othello, the board game, because one side has to be white. They only have black and white chips.
Right.
So they're going to have to reformulate that game now.
Right. Everything's racist. Well, obviously, we're racist because in order to not be racist, you have to be actively anti-racist, which we are not, apparently, at least according to Abram Kendi.
So how do you become actively anti-racist?
He has some methods that he's mentioned. A lot of them have to do with kind of kowtowing to the black community, just in the most debasing kind of way. I don't know. I refuse to read his book, but I might have to refresh my memory because I tried to block it out like some type of bad memory. It's terrible.
Like,
I remember
like from the millennials is still a racist though.
Right. Like babies can be born racist, you know, they favor one color over another. They think that that's sort of a genetic, especially for white babies, a genetic defect. You know, in their thinking. But it's interesting over time. I mean, the more I look into politics, I see that the Democratic policies are now the Republican policies and vice versa, which again, and I say again because they've done it before in the, I guess, the 50s and 60s, when, you know, people were saying that the Democrats weren't racist, but they were part of the KKK marching in Washington. But now people think the Republicans are racist.
I don't know if, and I realize that your father, I guess, thinks of everything as racist now, but I just don't – I don't think we're there just yet where half of America thinks that the other half is racist. I just don't – I refuse to believe that just yet.
Oh, believe it. The BLM marches prove exactly that.
Well, maybe the Black Lives Matter were bigger in New York City than they were here.
Heck, yeah, they were bigger. But the general idea across the media and all everywhere was that if you said something like all lives matter, then you're racist against black people. If you supported Trump, then you're racist. If you're conservative, you're racist. If you don't support abortion, you're racist. And so, yeah, everything got narrowed down to color in this country.
No, I'm not denying that they made the effort as far as the mainstream media goes, but honestly, just the normal average person that's not a Black Lives Matter protester, they don't see race like that.
I'm sure they do.
Well, maybe you've just been in Manhattan too long. I just refuse to believe that.
I believe it because it's like literally I lost half of my friends list. But that's not a consensus for just being.
Because
on
if
the
you
job.
Go to if you're going to a restaurant and the server is black, they're not going to tell you to get up and go to somebody else's table.
But they're doing it in school. They're saying that certain little study rooms or study halls are dedicated to people of color only, and they want the white kids out.
No, I've seen that before. I understand, but I'm just saying the average person right this second does not actively participate in that. And I know the schools are trying hard to get people to be racist again. And I know the media wants everybody to be racist again, but I just, I don't think we're there right now.
Are
I've had
okay,
the
cough
bad all day for some reason.
Yeah, I was going to say, what is the allergies?
I had allergies a few days ago. I had a migraine and I was barely able to do my show.
Oh, I hate migraines.
I'm glad I have a new co-host on Monday because if I was by myself, I wouldn't have survived.
Well, how is that going?
Mondays are good now, and Tuesdays, Heather Liberty has showed up 3 times in a row.
Good.
So, I think we're back.
I know you were considering whether you'd stay or not.
Retirement?
Yeah.
I was contemplating retirement there for a while. If it's just one of those things where I've been at this a long time, and if I'm not progressing and I'm regressing and the audience has a drop, then what am I doing? But I'm not leaving.
So that a mission?
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes it's just frustrating, but we picked it back up. It just took a lot of hard work, but I got it.
All right, sweet.
Did Vito fall asleep on us?
I don't know. I don't hear him snoring.
It's not like him to be quiet like that for so long.
That's true. Did he? He's still on the line, right?
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't want to hear us. He doesn't want us to hear him driving.
So we have a few minutes here. What's up in crypto world? I've been keeping an eye on Quant, and Quant has done decent this week.
Let me take a looky. Well, I know that Bitcoin is holding up, and I thought it was on a run. I thought I was going to see it go into the high 20,000s. I was pretty excited about that.
Yeah, it hit a wall at 23 and went backwards a little bit.
Yeah. Quant, let me look at that. You told me about it.
So earlier today, I was at $5.99.91, thinking, "Good, I'm finally going to go back over 600," and it never crossed the 6 yet. So, what is it now? It's back to 5.91 something. 5.91.49.
Well. Let's see, I was at, let me see.
Well, Quant
killed me
a little bit today, but go ahead.
I'm down $5,000 in my my wallet. I'm at $4,400. I really should have.
Yeah, I'm still down like about $300 something because I put in $900 of my own money.
It's just such a bummer, you know, to be down that much, and it's mostly Stella Lumen. So I'm really hoping that it comes through as the main currency that they use to move money around because it's so fast and it's so inexpensive.
Well, that's what I thought Quant was good for, but I'm not loyal to Quant. I'm just using them.
Yeah, their lowest was like $40, right? And then they hit a high of like 270 something. But now it's
yeah,
like,
now
what,
they're at 147.60.
Well, it looks good. It looks like a money maker. Speaking of maker, do you own any maker? I meant to ask you.
Yeah, I got like $20 worth because I've swapped most of it out.
Yeah, it really takes you on a ride. It was $500 a month ago, and it shot up to $700, almost $50. And it just is $650 now. Amazing.
Well, remember, it was well over $4,000 last year.
That's right.
I'm not as loyal since the CEO died, so I need to factor in what I want to do with my maker.
No, right. It's true. You get people who come on with a whole new vision.
So one of the newer ones I've been having my eye on is Dypius, D-Y-P-I-U-S.
It tells me I have to trade it on DEX, too, also. I have to trade it on DEX.
Oh, you don't get that in New York State?
No, unfortunately. I hate New York.
Wait, there's a veto.
Oh.
Yeah, I am.
What'd you do, dude?
I think I dozed off.
And I said it, but I don't want to... I was joking. Dang, bro. I know we're boring.
There I am.
Like...
No, you all guys are not. It's
yeah.
been just a long day. I'm out in Kalamazoo, Michigan. You got to see how the driving is out here. They don't even clear out the ice until after the storm is gone. They don't do it while the storm is going on. They pre-treat it.
Well, that's stupid.
They don't know how to drive out here. No way, no how.
Clearly.
There's one other crypto I wanted to ask you about, though, V.
Yeah.
Have you seen one called Gal, G-A-L dot X-E? So it's Gal XE?
No, that's a cute name. Let me look it up.
Is it Galaxy?
Yeah, it's cute, right? I see it.
Yeah.
It's like $2 right now?
Yeah.
And I go through the Galaxy poof.
Again, it's telling me to trade on deck, so that's why I don't mess with these ones. Oh, sucks.
See, I don't know those until you look at them because it won't tell me that I'm in New York and I can't buy it.
I know. Just assume. You might as well safely assume. And there's still only a handful of cryptos you can trade on, like Robinhood and stuff like that. I don't recommend it that anybody ever trade crypto on platforms like Robinhood or PayPal or Venmo. I have some in my Venmo, but it's only because I assumed it was going up and I would be able to liquidate it in the application, which you can do. But I get so frustrated. Just, I'm telling you, I can't wait to retire. I'm so close, you know?
Yes, so far.
Yeah,
yes. Speaking of which, listen, let me run.
All right, yeah, we got our guest.
Anyway.
We got two guests coming on in like 5 minutes.
Feel better, bro.
Good talking to you guys.
Yeah,
be careful out there.
Yeah, you too, bro. Careful how you drive.
I won't eat any pillows. Don't worry.
I'll talk to you guys soon. Be careful.
Bye.
Good night. Bye-bye.
All right, so anything else on crypto before we move on here?
One of the ones in my assets in my wallet that I stay on top of that I think is absolutely worth it is Solana. It's
Yes, I have some Solana.
Definitely something to stay on. That's the one thing that when it was dipping and dipping and dipping, I kept grabbing one and one and one. And it was so funny because it would be like, it dipped down to, let's say, what was it? It was like $40. And I was like, oh, let me grab one. And then it was $30. And I was like, oh, let me grab one. And then it was 20. And I was like, oh, let me grab one. And I was like, what the hell is in the team? And then it was like in the single digits. And I was like, let me grab one. It's just driving me nuts the way the numbers are just diving. And I was like, I still have some at 40. But it hasn't gotten quite back up to where I first started. So I'm optimistic about Solana.
And if you're not in the state of New York, if you're on Coinbase, you can get 2.4% annual interest rate.
No, not yeah, definitely not me. Sorry. Anyone who's listening from New York, you don't get all the perks. I don't see why we can't sue the SEC for that. And the New York Stock Exchange doesn't have anything to do with cryptocurrency. It makes no sense at all that it would affect it.
Right.
But, yeah, that's it.
I can't believe Algorand, for a while they were giving out 0.75% interest, so I sold almost everything. And now they went back up to 5.75% interest.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Hey, yeah, I don't mind 5.75% annual interest rate. That's more than what my mortgage rate is.
Wow. That's incredible.
It's just, it has to stay above a quarter a coin. What was it, like $1.30 at this point, like a year, year and a half ago?
Algo? I know I have it.
Originally, I got rid of all my lumens because I wanted Algorand.
Did you? I have a very low balance. And I see my lifetime rewards. I do get some money there. Now, I bought it at 33 cents. And now it's 24, so I'm down. Isn't that funny? Oh, God.
Yeah. 10 cents a coin isn't that bad to lose on.
No, it's not too bad. A month ago, it was 16 freaking cents.
And you're still getting well, everyone except V is getting 5.75% interest.
All the more reason to leave.
But I'm still holding on to some quants.
It's a good idea. What about Cardano? No?
I got $12 in it.
Oh, man. I'm down like a few hundred there. Of my own dollars.
Yeah. But you know me. I day trade with it, so I jump on and off stuff.
Oh, I see.
I remember back when my account was just barely under $2,000 and I had like $300 in Cardano.
If you remember,
it was about to cross $3 a coin.
That's right. What was the highest I got it at? Let me think. I think I first bought it at like $1.25, and now it's 37 cents, so
yeah,
that hurts a little bit. What can you do?
But But then again, I remember when I made $200 one day off of Shiba Inu.
Oh, yeah. Those are the days, too.
I took that $200 and threw it right in Bitcoin.
Smart.
So
that
I started I started the day at $40 in Shiba, and at the end of the day, I had $241, so I just took $200 and threw it into Bitcoin. I figure Shiba Inu will fluctuate, but I thought Bitcoin would be more stable.
Yeah, and you're right. The Bitcoin fluctuations have been nerve-wracking, you know?
Yeah, but if you see a random coin, and I still call Shiba a random coin, if something like that shoots up $200, you take that profit right off the top and throw it into one of your top ones. I don't believe in holding on to it because it's going to fall down.
That's the thing. A lot of, I think Shiba is one of them that burns. They do burn some coins, and they do give you some money for holding. But I can see why it's not in a lot of people's interest to do so. But there's some coins that I have that I...
We're
going to
bring in Bianchi for a quick second, but we have a... Bianchi, we have a guest coming on in just a few minutes, so I'll bring you in real quick but to say hi to you, but it's going to be short today.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm great.
That's good. You know, I was listening to Cory Booker about the Cory Booker. I guess he's from from Michigan, congressperson,
right.
Minnesota. He's talking about the shooting here in California. And I don't know, I might have already told this to proof, but I can't understand that you had that many people trying to flee from that Asian. And I wonder why the Asian didn't realize he already had a hate crime bill that was in his favor. I don't know why he was mad. But none of them had a gun to fire back at him. That's just remarkable, isn't it? It's just like people running from Godzilla or somebody. A Mothra. It's just amazing.
No, you're right.
Or the Tribbles from Star Trek.
Yeah. And then, you know, had this deal out there in Memphis. I was listening to some people talk about it. I thought they was talking about Atlanta. And they fired these five police officers in Memphis, in Tennessee, that were black. They killed this. They say this was involved in an incident that left a black motorist dead. Listen to Al Sharpton talking about the reason we need activists and so forth. So it just continued to go on and on and on. What did this guy run for? Then in the news, nobody mentioned skin color until they put pictures in the news. It's just messed up everywhere we look.
That's right. That's right.
Anyway, I don't want to take time from you again.
All right. Well, we'll be here. Thank you for checking in, Bianchi. Like I said, I wanted to say hi to you, and thanks for calling. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you,
All right.
Sir.
On that note, Ninja, if you're ready, go ahead and press 1 on your phone, and I'll bring you in after the commercial break. But we're gonna take our time out real quick. And, Maria, I guess that goes for you. If you are ready to join us, you can press 1 on your phone as well. But I'll grab the timeout, and then we will come back in just a few minutes here with our team. Be right back.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the Word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the Book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
Hello, I'm Mike, my birthing partner, and I just got our new Lysenica Freedom microchips. These microchips are awesome. They help me keep the freedom I used to before I enrolled into Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology.
I am Jamar. I am friends with Mike and his birthing partner. We met at SHIT. I am a liberal media major. I also just got a Lysenica Freedom microchip. SNSHIT recently mandates everyone on campus get their Freedom microchip. I jumped on the Lysenica joint.
This Freedom chip grants me the freedom to go everywhere I was allowed to before COVID. Now this chip tells me when I am and am not allowed to go outside. It also tracks my boosters. If I'm not up to date on a chip, it tells me when I need to get it by.
This chip is sweet. Without this Freedom chip, no one is allowed on our campus. I scan my hand whenever I want to pay for something. It also calls for an ambulance when I get another heart attack from a booster, which is totally not a heart attack from getting a gene therapy.
These Freedom chips are free. You can go to any drugstore or China Mart. An employee would insert it in your wrist.
Remember, it is not the mark of the beast. You just need to let Lysenica track and trace your every move. You just need a Freedom chip to buy, sell, work, and live. When you get a microchip, look for the Lysenica Freedom microchips. They are sweet.
Hello everyone. I am Broccoli Man. At night I fight for organic GMO-free food. During the day I fight crime against child trafficking. Please watch my story on rumble.com. Just look up Broccoli Man and you can see my regular run-ins and follies with G-Lobalist, The Wiretap, The Millennials, and everyone else I run into. I fight communists and very pro-free speech. Just check me out. Broccoli Man. On rumble.com.
Okay. One more time. This is your foot. This is shoes. This is your foot in shoes.
I can't move.
Any questions?
A little help.
This public service announcement brought to you by Zero Shoes. Feel the freedom, feel the fun, feel the world in Zero Shoes.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Solve Coagula.
Solve Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Vibrant prophecy fulfilled.
Snakes in the grass.
Son of position. Got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb blast.
I got ya.
I got ya right where I want ya. Like a raw line in the field, I stalked ya. Creeped up on ya, peeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on ya. Once I get ya, you'll be a goal.
Can you hear me now?
Just all part of the game.
In this scene for so long now, it's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living, just to follow where we're Satan's.
And the new norms, the new world order. Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.web.com. That's official, ninjascroll.web.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared, it's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative Show here on freedomizerradio.com.
the 3-hour Proof Negative radio show where you can hear us Monday through Thursday, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. That is 6 to 9 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. V is our usual Thursday night co-host, and she's with us here. And we have Ninja Scroll tonight, a former Freedomist, Christian rapper, and hip-hop artist, plus one. We have a Ninja Scroll brought a special guest with him today. So Maria is also with us here. So Ninja Scroll, welcome in, sir.
Hey, what's up, bro? How you doing, man? What's up? What's up, V? What's good?
How you doing?
I'm good. I ain't heard from you in a minute.
I know, right? It's been a few years.
Yeah, it's been all right, Joe. How you been? You good?
I am. I'm good. I'm blessed. How about you?
Been that long? Has it been a few years? I didn't think you'd be that long, V.
I feel like it has.
It might have been like last year, I think, the last time we spoke.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Because now
it's
2020,
so
I'll be confusing it. Yeah.
No, it's been a year. It's been about a year. Yeah, it's been about a year.
Oh, okay.
But I've never spoken to Maria, though.
All right.
That's you,
Hello.
Maria.
Can everybody hear?
Say what's up, Anna. Yeah, we hear you. Say what's up.
Hey, how is everybody?
Oh, I'm
good,
adequate.
How about you? Adequate.
Nice to meet the people that I haven't met yet.
All right, so Ninja Scroll, talk to me. What's, I guess what they said in the 1950s, what's with the skirt?
You always got something crazy going on, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
So, talk to us about how Maria fits into your capacity here.
I know what I'm saying. With the skirt. I didn't know how to respond to that, but now Anna Maria is she's my right hand. You know, she's like she's the head of my marketing and promotional team for my record label VE Music. So she's the head of marketing and promotion. She does a lot of great stuff for me. Takes care of all my artists. Takes care of all my promotions and marketing and stuff like that. So I'm happy to have her on board with me. And you know, I really would like her to go ahead and just introduce herself. So, Maria, why don't you introduce yourself?
By the way, we had fun with Josh Lurie from Cast the Dragon a couple days ago. That was nice. So I'm glad I got to meet him.
Epic.
Yeah, Josh is one of we just signed Josh this year. He's the first artist actually beside myself that's on the label. We only signed Christian music. You know, we do punk, rock, whatever. As long as there's Bible believing Christians behind the music and they're you know, giving some type of truth music, then, you know, we want you on our label. So, I was happy to get him signed on, and I'm very pleased to have Anna Marie with us as well.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
I'm very happy to be here. Am I being heard?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I hear
oh,
you.
Awesome. Okay. I didn't know if my mic was working or...
Sorry.
It's a common thing these days, you know?
Nah, we hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, I think
so,
Ninja Scroll was setting you up to talk for a couple minutes. So I guess we wanted to hear more about your background and how you got initiated into the group there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a heck of a story, too. I mean, exactly whenever I needed it, you know? It's a bit of a long story, but... It started back in 2008, kind of crazy, but we're talking about truth. We're talking about, you know, horrible things going down in our country. Amongst all that is the left and the government's war against our families and our children. And I was a victim of that, and I lost my my two sons to child trafficking, tax laws. They basically what they do is you got all these people out there who are owed things and they're buddies with lawyers and other people, and child services kind of get in from these people, and they go looking for people who have done nothing wrong. They're poor. They don't know anything law, and they go after their kids, and they trump up all these terrible accusations against these people, and they can't defend themselves. So what happens is these people lose their children, and they're given to people who are preset, which is already against the law. I mean, that's just a given. And they use them for the child tax credits. I don't know what the numbers are up to these days, but they get a good amount of money until these children are around 18 years old, and then they pretty much drop them. So despite having a very full religious history, very close relationship with the Lord, I didn't know what to do. I couldn't deny that God was there, but I wasn't going to be feeling as powerless as I did. If he wasn't going to use his power to help me, I was going to go and find where that power was. I wasn't going to have that happen again. So that's whenever I started my journey down the rabbit hole. And, I don't think I ever came back out. And basically that's where my real story starts, and where I started meeting people like Sean, and there's a whole bunch of other people that we're probably going to be talking about that I met in this journey. So.
Yeah, you and I think we met on Dennis Ford's radio station. Wasn't it?
Dennis Ford's show, yes.
Yeah, on NWO Truth Radio. I think you had a show on there. I was a guest a couple times on his network, and I think you were on there before with me, right?
Yep, we sure were. This was before the Million Mask March and all of that. It seems like forever ago.
Yeah, it does.
I think
it does seem like
we've had couples actually meet because of Freedomizer Radio, and I just think stuff like that is hilarious in a good way.
Yeah, that's true. I know. I remember. Back then I was on Freedomizer at that time. I think I think the name of our show was Step Up to the Mic. Joshua and I
remember that.
That was a great show.
DJ Joshua.
I missed on those. Yeah, DJ Joshua. Yeah, I missed on those shows. I really do. We had a lot of good times. A lot of great shows on there. Yeah, a lot of good fun. But, you know, it was a very informative show, too, that we did. And being on Freedomizer led me to a lot of different other avenues, and down a lot of different avenues. I started doing other things on my own networks and then jumping on other people's networks as well. But, Anna, tell us some more about your journey. Like, what else have you done? And, you know, give us some information about, like, your marketing background and stuff like that.
Okay, well, during the time stretch whenever I tried to, you know, tried my hand at real life, I've always been a bit of an artist. I never knew exactly which way I was going to go, but the arts in the idea of graphics and design and all that stuff just kind of like came second nature. And I went to college for that and was told by a lot of my professors that I probably missed my calling. And they did a lot of suggesting to me stuff like repping for people's companies and stuff and PR, you know, public relations and stuff, and helping people dress their companies up and get them out there. So it's definitely a calling. And whenever I saw, you know, that you guys needed a little bit of help, it was like waking up a little bit, you know, being a little bit numb with everything that's going on and not really having a purpose. And I think everyone's looking for that little something. And, yeah, definitely, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if
decided
you met
to
V
go there.
Before. V, have you guys met
No,
before?
I don't think I have.
No, I don't think, because I met V this, pretty much the same way, you know, speaking on different radio stations.
That's right. I mean, I've been part of Freedomizer now for 2 years, right?
I think it's been 2 years, yeah.
And I jump around from host to host because I can't host my own show until I retire. That's when I'll be unmuzzled, and God help everybody after that.
But I'm a good dictator. I try to stay out of everybody's way and let them do their own thing. I don't want a bunch of parrots. All I ask is that if you have a show that you're paying for, then you keep your dues up to date and don't besmirch our good Freedomizer name. That's all I ask.
Well, I can't speak at all about the things that occupy my mind, really, because
mm-hmm. I know
still
that feeling.
Employed by the city, and I have an
opportunity. Yeah, it's not me that's holding it down. Just to be
not
clear
at
to
all.
Everybody.
Yeah, no, I'm being cuffed literally by my job. So, literally,
what?
And you will understand this one, Ninja. But I don't want to spill the person's name or anything. But we had somebody on the network a few months back that thought it was cool to play AC/DC and a few other artists. And AC/DC actually heard us and heard that person's show and demanded that Blog Talk Radio cease and desist them from playing their songs. And our host refused. So
wow.
I was told
what?
Either I fire them or Freedomizer's gone. I just can't believe, though, that in this day and age with sharing truth and as much leeway as I could try to give people, that playing a song from an artist that does not want you to play their stuff is more important than sharing truth.
Right.
Yet you can post it as an artist. You can post your art on Facebook and other places like that. And they can tell you tell them cease and desist, don't use my stuff, and they'll laugh right at you. Oh, you made it public domain. We could use it, do whatever we want with it, even if you have a copyright on it.
Yeah, but
yeah,
Blog Talk,
right.
I don't know how many know that.
And
they can just take your stuff. They can take your picture.
This is a little different because this is like music royalties. So Blog Talk would have to pay music royalties to AC/DC if their music is played, and Blog Talk doesn't pay out music royalties, so that would come out of Proof's pocket. That's how that works. So,
I hear you.
I don't know who to pay. They don't give that stuff. They just tell us we're not allowed to play it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying,
you would end up getting sued. Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
But they can do that. But you people on our side, you know, the people they call you know the nobodies and no names. We can have our stuff just taken from us. They can just wholesale.
Yep.
We don't have no rights.
Yeah.
Look at that shows like, and I don't watch TV at all. I mean, we don't even have we don't have a way to watch TV in this house unless I'm going through like Pluto TV or something. But the show Stranger Things. And just looking back, if you're on YouTube, you have all these reaction videos from people that have never heard some of these songs before. And the artist gets upset when somebody has a viral song on YouTube. They do a reaction because they're 15 years old and they never heard of Barry White before.
Mm-hmm.
And they listen to him and it's like, wow, this is awesome. And the guy's just totally like on board with like the biggest Barry White fan in the 2020s, and then the team that owns Barry White's music will write and demand that they shut that video down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, look at how many people heard Barry White for the first time, because you can't expect a 19-year-old to know who Barry White is.
No, it's like I was at the store today, and I was talking to a young kid at the cashier about Coming to America, the movie Coming to America. He never heard of that. I said, you never heard of Coming to America?
It kind of makes me remember a millennial.
Yeah.
A millennial who thought that a recent popular rapper actually made Paul McCartney. I mean,
yeah, Kanye West.
It was like, what, a year ago or so? A few years. They actually posted that on
I was
like,
wondering,
really?
You know, Ninja Scroll, because I've heard it common among like musicians, where people as they get older, they realize that the Lord, how important our Lord and Savior is, and mm-hmm. then they stop what they're doing, and then they go the route of Christian. I didn't know if you knew anybody in the rap world that went that way. I only can name clips from Malice, who changed his name to No Malice after he became a Christian.
Yeah, and there was DMX did the same thing. He ended up, becoming a believer. There's been quite a few, and I can look at some of my Zoo Ninjas, who were also part of Wu-Tang Clan. We used, they did it. They used to be in a lot of different stuff, a lot of weird music and stuff like that. But I listen to some of their stuff now. They're all old as I am, in their 40s and 50s, and you can hear a lot of differences in the music, a lot of changing in their own stuff. It's more not woke stuff, but it's more of like truth music almost. They talk more about the mm-hmm. government stuff and what the government is doing here and there, but it's not as deep as we get. But at least they're saying something now. Before, they were just talking about hoes and stuff, And now you can see a little bit more of people waking up than before. I can see that a little bit more in the older rappers now. Yeah, so I can agree with that.
Yeah, I think as far as artists goes, I think Prince was one of the more awake people that I've ever heard.
Yeah, Prince. Yeah, I remember him talking about chemtrails a couple times. And a lot of his songs had a lot of a weakness in them.
And as soon as they wake up, they shut. There's a lot of them waking up right now. A lot of people with big names are waking up. And as soon as they do, they shut them off, they shut them down.
Yeah, Ice Cube, he's awake.
Yeah, he talks a lot about, you'll see a lot of that. You'll see a lot of I guess a lot of times, like you said, when you get older, you start looking back at your life and start looking at the things that you talked about and start saying, what was that? That's not me, I think a lot of that happens. That happened with me, as a matter of fact. That wasn't me with all the songs that I was doing. I had some crazy songs back in the day, and that wasn't me. So you start to realize, I even have a song called Is That Really You? It's about people
nice.
That are woke. is that really you? Are you really acting like that? Is that really what you believe or really what you think? Think about that. Or is somebody telling you to think that way? Is somebody controlling you to believe what you believe?
And you got that answer.
Yeah.
For yourself.
I got that answer for myself. Yep.
And that's a rare
I don't think people want to believe how indoctrinated they are. How conditioning really just goes to the core of you, and you can pass that right on to your kids.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
And there's nothing more prevalent, nowhere more prevalent that you can see this now than in Common Core teaching in the schools. Starting it as young as they can. The whole thing in the Bible, because that is basically where I am rooted, is in ministry and spirituality. Like you said, trying to talk about stuff and not trying, set fires and saying the wrong things and being on a chain and all that stuff, but it's all coming from there. I'll just say it's starting there, and our kids are going to be our enemies, just like the Bible said, father will turn against son, and it started. And that's where it started.
Well, I think historically, at least over the last 80 years or so, that when you're a teenager, you're supposed to be rebellious. It's almost your job. But now, it's like the teenagers are rebellious, but they're for the government. It's the parents that are protesting, not the kids. It's flipped.
It's because they turned them against the parents.
Like, there was protest about the kids having a be forced to wear scams in the schools for a couple of years, and the kids are like, but we like wearing scams. And the parents are like, oh, no, you ain't. So you'd have parents protesting the schools, but the their sons and daughters are walking home wearing them.
I can remember when the teacher would tell me I couldn't, or nurse would tell me I couldn't have an aspirin for my headache. But today, your child can go to the nurse and get sex-changing drugs. They can have medical procedures done that, like abortions and other stuff like that, that could very well kill them. And the parents don't have to know a thing. And then they wonder why there's a rift in families between kids and their parents. They're rebelling because that's job. And usually the school's job was to support the parents. And that ain't happening no more. The parents are now the enemy.
Now you're told you're not allowed to tell your parents that you're thinking about being trans.
Yep.
Yeah, they have classes on how to go through life without telling your parents anything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they do.
And I promise you, 100% of the time when somebody says, don't tell your parents, it's never good.
Alarm bells.
That's good.
Right there.
It's funny but you got to be 21 to drink.
Yeah. You got to be 21 to drink. Tattoo, about the same. Was it 18, 20?
Yeah, I think
21.
It's 18 for tattoos. Yes.
Yeah, something like
you
that. But you can do all that other stuff. A five-year-old can tell you just because he's playing with his sister's doll that he's a girl. I mean, mm-hmm. Yesterday he wanted to be Barney. The day after that,
right.
He's going to want to be Chuck E. Cheese, you know?
Right.
So,
and
we're allowing
Ranger.
These children to make, yeah, and they're allowing children to make these life-changing decisions,
mm-hmm.
and they can't get a tattoo. They can't. They're
18.
They're old
enough
to die for their countries.
Right, they can do that.
They can't go on a school trip without a signed permission slip. What the heck?
Yeah, exactly.
Yep, that's so funny. Yeah.
I can't
even go watch
many train
movie without their parents.
At home.
But I don't understand. Well, I do, I guess, in a sense, but it's just crazy how they're trying to say every person that's born was supposed to be born the opposite gender.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But at the same time, see, I have a song called "Woe Unto Them," and in that song it talks about how they say that, you know, that it's not a baby, that the baby is a fetus, it's not a baby, but at the same time they say it knows its gender. So how is it not a baby if it knows if you know what I'm saying? How can you know in the womb if
yeah,
you're a boy or a girl?
Yeah, it hasn't grown an elbow yet.
You don't.
It knows that it's from the wrong gender.
Yeah, I didn't know about gender. You know, just one day, you know, I looked at one of my brothers, because, yeah, whenever, you know, back in the 80s, 70s and 80s, you know, the mother would put their kids all in the tub together, you know, as long as they were under a certain age, and of course, the whole conversation came up, you know. It's like that little,
what is that?
That sweet little drama where you see the little boy and the little girl looking in the mirror saying, oh, you know, did yours fall off?
Right. Right. What
you
is
know,
that?
Innocent,
Mommy, what you
innocent
got?
Stuff. But they
yeah.
had no clue. Now, they might understand the concept of boy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little girl and I'm a little boy. But the idea of sexuality
right.
does not hit children naturally unless
no.
they have been
nope.
sexually abused or subjected to it. And that's what they are doing. They are subjecting them to it.
I was a complete
yeah.
late bloomer. I had my first date ever when I was 20. I was late.
But you know, that's actually a good thing.
I was so much into watching sports that I didn't even at age 18 and 19, between working my jobs and doing baseball cards and stuff, I didn't care about dates. I wanted to make money.
Of course not. You were more interested in being you, you know, developing it into a person. And that's why these kids are so lost. They don't know themselves. They don't take time. They skip through the whole childhood part, and they're going straight from, you know, being before the, you know, the age of knowledge and all that stuff to adulthood. I mean, there's no innocence anymore. They've killed that.
Well, yeah, but the looking back though, what their mission is I don't know if you heard about this, but by 2030, 2035, they want to offer like to get rid of your carbon body, you could live forever in the metaverse. So we'll
yeah.
upload
mm-hmm.
your brain. We'll upload everything of you to a computer.
Yeah, oh, they're working on it, definitely.
There won't be any need for a gender at that point. So the goal is just to depopulate and put everybody on a computer system.
And it was funny, as it sounds like it's science fiction and sounds crazy, but that's what they're straight up telling us that they're going to do.
No, it's true. And it's stranger than fiction.
And the technology is there to do it.
Oh, it is. The next step
would
be...
I talked about this yesterday or Tuesday. It might have been Tuesday. Where it's like, what if Super Mario got conned into giving up his body and then he became somebody that lived forever on a computer?
Yeah.
I doubt that's real. I'm just saying. So, if you're the marketer of the record label, are there any new artists that you've brought in that you're happy about?
Well, we are definitely looking at a few people here that I am really excited about. You interviewed one of them just a few days ago, Casper, Joshua. Who I'm really excited about. We don't know. I'm hoping that even my own son might be joining us. So, a little excited about that.
Yeah. What's his stage name?
Morse code.
Morse code, that's right, Morse code. He's going to be performing at the event we're throwing. We can talk about that a little later. He'll be performing there. And also, I'm looking at another Christian rapper named Gremlin, who I've done songs with him before. But I've been in talks with him about our signing with the label as well.
So what do you guys look for when it comes to a record label in the 2020s? Because I know a lot of people aren't buying records. They're not buying CDs. So what do you look for in an artist these days that you might think could make them successful?
Andy, you want to take that? Or you want me to take it?
Go ahead.
All right, well. What I look for, basically, first of all, being a true Bible-believing Christian, that's, you know, the main thing.
Amen.
Lyrics, yeah, I'd like to hear the lyrical part of it. for me, lyrics mean a lot, but, you know, it depends on what type of genre I'm in. If it's like a punk rock band like Joshua's in, he plays all of his instruments, so that's amazing to me to hear his... To hear him play guitar and drums and yeah, all the talent. The talent is amazing.
Definitely.
So for me it would be, you know, what type of talent. When it comes to rap music, I don't want any mumble jumble rappers, them guys that can't even hear what they're talking about. I don't like that.
Definitely.
You know, I'm not into that stuff. I'm not in, you know, and the content means a lot. What are you saying? Can it grab people's attention? Is it something that's going to change people's lives? I'm looking for that in an artist, not just the talent of the, you know, the musical talent, but what are you saying? Will what you saying transcend into the future, and can it change people's lives? I get emails and you know, different things from people that talk about how some of my music has changed lives and made them think differently And you know, and that not only does that help them, but it helps me. It keeps me going because it lets me know that I'm not just doing this for no reason. That I'm doing it, number one, for the Lord, you know, for all His glory. But number two, it drives me to continue to do it because I know that I'm reaching people. So any type of music that can reach people and help change lives and help wake people up is what we're looking for.
No, I got you.
I think you said.
Yeah, he and I were talking about. I was contemplating retirement recently here from Freedomizer, but I feel like that our Lord and Savior is not done with me doing my work here. So, I get it.
Is he ever
released?
Yeah,
and that's Yeah, what you're doing, what'd you say? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, I just said, you know, he ain't said he ain't done with them. And I say, well, is he ever really?
Oh, no.
Done with them?
he's already got something for us. And proof,
exactly.
what you've been doing, how long have you been doing this proof? You've been doing this, what, 15 years, 20 years?
Since March of 2008.
Bless you.
Wow. Yeah, and so what you've been doing is not only are you doing what you're doing, you know, with God working through you, but God is bringing others to you're providing an outlet, a platform for others to come on and spread the gospel as
right.
well. You know, so that's how you got to look at it as well. You know, it's great what you're doing. Are you able to bring other people in?
Josh, on Tuesday, it's like, well, I am a Christian and I am an electronica musician, but it's hard to say you're a Christian electronica group because I only know of one that was somewhat successful, and I don't have a lot of lyrics in my stuff. And I realize that I'm you guys' age. We're all together here, so
mm-hmm.
I mean, can I be successful? Yeah, but I'm
can
not 20, so it's not like I'm going to win American Idol or anything.
mm-hmm.
Well, you know, but you got to think of it like this, though. Every artist that we listen to now, like Wu-Tang Clan, all them cats in Wu-Tang Clan, they in their 50s. They all the same age as me. Jay-Z is 50.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They still sell music to young people, but a lot of times when you get to be our age, you stay out of the spotlight. You just keep making music, just stay out of the spotlight. You know,
mm-hmm.
nobody can see how old you are.
Yeah, look, I guess E-40 would be a good example on the West Coast.
What's that, E-40? Yeah. E-40 is an old cat, too, you know? Is he still making music?
Yeah.
You know, see? A lot of these, like I said,
Huh? Oh, I was just saying, and I would add to that, a lot of times right now, it's not just simply saying that you are Christian, that you believe, that you will not put out music that worships the worldly ways and the new world order and all this stuff that's going on, instantly labels you. So if you're playing something, it's still Christian music, even if it's got
yeah.
no words. As long as
I remember watching a documentary from 1985, I believe it was, about when Tipper Gore and others went to the Congress to try and have certain albums where you have to be 18 and up to purchase. And I remember seeing Dee Snider from We're Not Going to Take It with Twisted Sister. And he said, look, I'm the world's biggest square. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I've never taken a drug. I'm a Christian. I can read you Bible scriptures. And yet he was labeled as one of the reasons why they had to put 18 and up stickers on it, because he had a song called We're Not Going to Take It.
Hmm.
I'm sure even though you're a rapper, you know the song We're Not Going to Take It. That's one of the most popular 80s songs.
Yeah,
I think.
I remember that
I
song.
Loved
we're
it.
Not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. Yeah, I remember
yeah,
that
not
song.
Not gonna take it anymore.
And you know what? I've listened to the song, you know, numerous times. I don't know if I remember all the lyrics, but if we ever broke down those lyrics, I wonder what is he talking about? He's not gonna take it. Is it something that was bad, or was he just saying, I'm not going to take no more stuff from people messing with me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think it was actually our version of the millennial thing.
Yeah.
You know,
you see, so maybe
against
it was just
parents,
going against the grain.
Authority.
Yeah, and maybe not so much against parents. Maybe it was just going against the grain, going against what the world wants.
Exactly. Just
the flow. Yeah, and maybe say, I'm not going to do that. I'm going against that. And maybe that could
exactly.
be the reason why it was put out that way, that he's a bad person. You know what I'm saying? Because
Everybody had their definition of what they weren't going to take.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's it?
So what was his? And was he saying that, you know, you know, was it really negative? Because my point is, for the world to come out and say that you can't listen to that, the world would want you to listen to something that was wrong. They wouldn't want you to listen to something that was good, is my point.
And today, they don't want you to listen to anything good.
Right. So
as soon
right.
as it
so
smacks
if,
the truth.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, if what he was saying has some truth in it, then they would say, well, you can't listen to that. You got to be over 18. You know what I'm saying? To listen to that, because it has some truth to it. But
that would be
a
the first
nonsense,
thing that would make me want to listen.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
You can't do that. Okay, I will.
Okay. Yeah. That's true. I mean, you look at what's out here now. Look at all this crazy stuff that they promote now. They promote all this. What's that? What's that song from Cardi B? WAP. Come on, man. Come on. I can't. I can't. This is just nuts.
Yeah,
that's why
terrible.
I stick to indie.
I can't believe that they and people let their kids listen to this stuff and watch videos. I watched I did one of my videos from YouTube got taken down because of it said graphic images. It was a song called The God of This World. And all it did was show everything that was in the world, from abortion. It had pictures of like aborted babies on it. Yeah, okay, that's what y'all do. It had pictures of you know, everything that the world does
and
the God of this world. So all I did was show the violence of the world. This is what the God of this world has. This is your world. This is what you got. I'm the God of this world, so here's my world.
Yeah, they
all
got
I did
safe
was show
spaces
pictures
for
and
that
video
today.
Huh?
Oh. Yeah, they got safe spaces
say?
For that today.
Oh, yeah.
They've got
so,
safe
well,
spaces
I,
for that today.
I know. Ain't that something? All I did was put pictures of stuff like that throughout the video. So that video got taken down because of graphic images. But then you can watch a video from The Weeknd where this guy gets his head cut off. These two white women are driving in a car. They find his head laying on the ground. So they go pick his head up. They bring it back to
the
house.
You don't even have to go TV.
No,
you just got to go to your local library and sit around a while in the kiddie section for story hour. You'll see
and
some.
And listen to that. In this video, dude's head is cut off. These two white women bring it back to their house. They lure men to their house. They cut the other guy's heads off, sew his head on, and have sex with a dead body. But that's allowed up on YouTube.
And I won't mention centipede. Human centipede. Ooh. Oh, my Lord.
What's
human
centipede?
Don't look it up.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I've never seen
worst
it.
Worst movie ever made.
I will
worst
never
movie
watch
ever made.
I'm good.
Yeah, me neither.
That's awful.
Horror
the whole
stories.
Idea. Like, why?
Yeah, you don't
need
want
that
to
movie
made.
I'm going to forget that you said that, so I don't look it up.
Well, I'll just put it this way. Back in the day, they had the whole cup chick thing. And people made the mistake of going and looking it up. Don't make the mistake. Human centipede is not something anybody wants.
No, I'm good. I'll forget. I just forgot what you said, so don't say it again.
Now, for good movies. Hey, yeah, right? Can anybody name anything these days? I had stuff like,
good
you know,
movies.
Like God's Not Dead, but they won't play that.
I have the last movie I saw Avatar, the newest one.
Oh.
Only because I like watching those type of movies because it they have so much stuff that we can break down. So like I'll watch a movie like that, you know, and then for
you
first
want
I'll watch
breakdown?
I'll watch it like. Yeah, I can give you a true breakdown of it.
Best movie? Watch Cabin in the Woods if you want a great truth breakdown.
I think
it's
I saw that.
A little
that.
Bit older.
Yeah,
but
I think I saw that.
I'll send whichever one of you guys would like it. I can send you an article that goes with it. But Cabin in the Woods is a great story that has a lot of hints. I could talk for hours about this stuff because this is where my main research has been down the rabbit hole all these years. But it's cram-packed full of, okay, I'll break it down like in real short. The people on the other side who think they owned everything, we'll call them the 1%, the puppet masters, they think they're real smart, and they will send stuff out to each other in our movies and stuff like that because they think we're so stupid we don't get it. See, they got a rule. That rule is that they got to tell us or they got to let us know what they're doing to us, and we, like idiots, are supposed to just eat it anyway. So they'll send out all these movies and different stuff with little hints like, hey, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. Anybody for HARP? You know? So they drop all these hints on us, and we're supposed to just take it as, you know, fine and fiction until stuff happens. And this movie is full of slaps in our face and truths that are just right there that, you know, I suggest everybody watch it. It's one of the first things I use whenever I tell people, hey, I want to come down the rabbit hole and see what you're doing, and I really want to know. Well, start with this. If you follow this, then maybe you're ready.
Right. Yeah, I think I saw that movie, too. I remember that.
It's an eye-opener.
Mm-hmm.
And that and anything from Pet Goat 2, which is not, it's not a movie, and these aren't.
No.
Pet Goat is very, very, very in-your-face discernment kind of a thing. But it'll scare the bejeebies out of you.
Yeah, if you're asleep though, you'll be like, "What is this about?" You know. But if you have any type of discernment, you can look at that and be like, "Ooh."
Mhm.
Yeah, that Pet Goat is pretty crazy.
So, can you tell us about? You said you have an event coming up.
Sure. You want to talk about it, Anna, or you want me to talk about it?
Well, I could start. But I'm sure you could fill it in the very most, it being your spirit child here. We got the Spiritual Warfare Music Festival coming up this August 12th and 13th, a two-day conference event where we're going to have a number of people, lots of music, speakers. It could be a day full of music. We're still working on filling up the roster. And day two, we're going to have all of our speakers. For music, we know we got our own Ninja Scroll there is going to be there, plus a whole bunch of other people and speakers like myself. And I want to send a shout-out to my buddy, Brother Dave, from back in the day, who's going to be there as well. It's going to be an awesome event. We're really, really, really looking forward to it and really shaken to make it something for everybody.
Yeah, it's really going to be good. Archaeologic from Destiny Lab is going to be speaking. He's not going to be performing. He doesn't like to perform, but he'll be a guest speaker. His brother Neo will also be there as a guest speaker, and Genetics, the guy who makes the beats, they'll also be there as guest speakers. I have a group called Blast Jam from Seattle. They're going to be out there performing. Cast the Dragon most likely will be there. He's got to take care of some things, make sure he has things squared away at his home. I know he's moving and things going on at the time, but he'll be most likely performing. I'm trying to get Quartz Cristalis, another Christian hip-hop artist, to come out. He's in Dominican Republic right now, but he's saying that if he can get back into the States in time, he'll perform. And we're trying to get some other speakers, but like she said, it's going to be a 2-day event. First day will be, you know, just music, and it's going to be on. It's at my man AJ Blunt's residence, who has a huge 7.5 acres, I think it is, that we're going to be using. It's a huge campground that we have, so you'll be able to camp outside if you want. Got hotel set up as well, but if you don't want to use a hotel, pay for a hotel, you can just set up a campsite.
Part of the country is this in?
What's that?
Utah.
Where is this at?
Oh, it's
Blue
Bell,
in Utah.
Blue Bell, Utah.
Okay.
Yeah, Blue Bell, Utah.
Is that like Blue Bell, Salt Lake, or is that towards southern Utah?
Proof, why don't you come out and speak? Why don't you come on out and speak?
A little east of it. Yeah, why don't you?
That's why I was trying to ask where it is. So if you tell me when and where, I could see if I can make that happen. I'll speak, I'll perform, whatever you need me to do. I don't care.
Do both of them.
Wow.
Do both. That'll be August 12th and 13th in Bluebell, Utah. And I'll send you all the info. But definitely, we'd love to have you come out there and perform.
Bluebell, Utah. Now I can look this up.
It's going to be the Woodstock of Truth.
Yeah, that's what I would like to call it. Well, I'm loving the fact that we'll be able to camp outside and if everybody comes and shows up, we have a night. That'd be so nice just to be able to fellowship and worship all night long, go to sleep, wake up.
I know.
You're right there, and then the music is, got music playing, and we're going to have vendors out there, with food trucks and stuff like that, and merchandise to be sold and the whole thing. But
I think I like the most about it?
What's that?
Is it's going to be safe. It's going to be safe.
Yeah.
The idea that, a lot of these places that you go out to, like concerts for just regular bands and other events, you don't know what you got there. You got people who are coming in who you don't know what kind of spirits they're bringing with them. And we're based on faith here. And it makes us a target, yes. And there'll be haters, sure. But the fellowship that we're going to have is going to be where Woodstock 2 failed. I think that we're going to succeed just as big as Woodstock 1 did. In other words, the fellowship will be there.
Yes. Let me, if you're looking for people to speak, I know people in Salt Lake, so get with me, and I'll put some feelers out to see if I can be of benefit to you.
All right, that sounds great. It would definitely.
I don't even know
about that.
Heard any of my music before? I don't really try to promote it to you.
I think you sent me one. I went on your SoundCloud and listened to some of your stuff before.
Oh, I was wanting to show Maria a song real quick before it gets too late. It's called Fight.
Please do.
Maria, can I show you what I do?
Absolutely. I'm pumped.
All right.
Fight to new world order. Fight.
And you know
I
what?
I like that a lot.
You
man.
Know what?
Oh, no.
I think my son and you are going to get along famously.
I was going
to
say that, too.
I'll have to send you some of Morse code stuff, right? I think I got
to
send you some of Morse code stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've also, Anna, you're going to be speaking, too, at the
Yes,
the
I will be. Yep.
Okay.
After 14 years hiding on my under my little hill, I'm finally coming out. And
right,
I will
so,
be.
So I'm about to get the 90-second buzzer here. So talk to us about anything with the record label, what websites you want people to see.
Well, yeah, the record label is we just started it, and so the website is being developed right now. Once the website's out, I'll be putting that out. But if you want to reach out to me, you can find me on Facebook, Sean Walden. You can find Anna Maria Vox on Facebook, or you can email me at vemusic1@gmail.com or go to my website, officialninjascroll.webs.com. You can find all my music and everything, all my links are right there on my website, officialninjascroll.webs.com. Anna, go ahead.
Yeah, like he said, I'm on Twitter under Anna Maria Vox. Facebook under Anna Maria Vox. I'm also under Twitter, same name. Just got back in there. Plus, there's one I'd like to suggest to all you guys that I think you would love. It's called In On Up. And in addition to the recent truth cleaning up, they tried to get rid of us all. There I am, Wiki Poet. So,
okay.
And that is W1K1P0ET. It's leap speak, but Wiki Poet.
All right. So, Anna Maria, Scroll, thank you so much for being here tonight. We always appreciate having you on here. So, anyone else? I will be back on. Me, not to the hand. Fire. Negative, and I am.